Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, a little bit of a shocker. We learned veterinarian Laura makes $147,000 a year. But we also learned that she's got about $500,000 in student loan debt, which is crazy. I know. All right, on the phone with us this morning is Kenneth, who lives in Tacoma. Good morning, Kenneth. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Fantastic. Well, we really appreciate you not only listening to the Morning Wolf Pack, but for calling in for Share Your Salary, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Well,
we love you back.
Love you. Yeah, and thank you for saying that. Just made our whole day, man. You don't even know how
right
insecure
on.
We are.
Oh, no.
All right, and you are an engineering technician. Is that correct, Kenneth?
Yeah, yes.
Well, listen, I got a lot of questions. I'm sure we all do, but let's put a minute on the clock. Gabe will ask as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we're going to play a song, you know, while we gather our thoughts. Then we're going to come back. We'll all guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. And then you're going to share your salary. Hopefully that sounds good to you. And Gabe, if you're ready, I got 60 seconds on the clock. Go.
Kenneth, how long have you been at your current job?
22 years this last October.
Holy schmoly. Do you always go by Kenneth or sometimes Ken or Kenny?
Kenny.
What brand of jeans do you wear?
I wear the Wrangler Easy Fit these days.
Woo! My man.
Yes.
Do you have a nickname at work?
I'm kind of funny. Yeah, I've been called Moomamatic.
How much money do you have left on your house payment?
It's paid off.
Kenny, would you say you're introverted or extroverted as an engineer?
I'm extroverted.
Have you had to fire anyone recently?
I'm not in management. I don't tell people what to do. They tell me what to do.
You know, we have no idea really what you do on a daily basis. None. Can you put that into one sentence?
I'm a civil servant for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, so I sit in a correctional facility, but I don't babysit inmates.
Are you the
timer main... went off there, and I feel like... Man, we learned some really interesting things.
I know.
But really not what he does on a day-to-day basis at all. That was maybe the worst 60 seconds of questions we've ever asked. But like good, but not informative. Terrible.
I had fun.
I had fun too, but I don't know how much he makes. All right. Might be leaning on your text a little extra heavy today, if you don't mind. 253-642-WOLF is the number. Put your name and where you live on that text. How much do you think Kenneth or Kenny is making out of Tacoma as an engineering technician? You say in a jail or a prison, Kenny?
The Federal Bureau of Prisons, the detention center in SeaTac.
Okay. We got to talk to more of this guy.
Wow.
All right, we're going to play the song. We'll come back.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. This is a real interesting Share Your Salary you just walked into. We know what kind of jeans Kenny wears, but we don't know anything
else. Hey, that can tell you a lot about a person.
It can. The Wranglers, what
he's
do you say?
He's a classy guy.
Relaxed fit?
Yeah.
Sounds like a guy that could have a beer at a honky-tonk to me,
yeah.
But he's an engineering technician, but we've learned now he's a federal employee at SeaTac Airport?
The detention?
I'm confused, yeah. But I'm glad I don't have to go first, Gabe. You do.
He's been at his current job for 22 years. He doesn't have any money left on his house payment. He doesn't manage anyone. He does sometimes go by Kenny. And yes, he is sporting the Wrangler relaxed fit.
Yeah, we have no idea what your everyday looks like because we did a bad job with our questions. But Gabe, you are up first. What are you thinking here? I mean, his house is paid off.
I know.
But is it paid off because his mom and dad live there? We don't know these things. Okay.
Don't do Kenny like that. He's an independent man.
That's not a knock. I'm saying I'd be jealous. That's amazing. Not only is he native, but he got a free house.
That's hilarious.
All right, you're up, Gabe.
This is rough, but I feel like he's kind of a baller. So I'm going to have to go with my gut of 91.
$91,000 for Gabe. She thinks you're a baller. I think it has to do with the jeans. Captain Ron.
So I actually think Kenny is pushing the buttons that open up the door cells and let people into certain areas. I think sits there and does that. I'm going to say 80.
Okay, I think we're getting thrown off with the house thing and just how extroverted and cool Kenny might happen to be. I think it's a federal employee. I'm going to knock it down just a little bit lower. And I'll go with a text, but then again, I haven't won anything this year, so don't listen to me. Darcy and Enumclaw, I'm going with you. 75, I'm taking the low end. 75, 80, and 91, those are our guesses, but really, it doesn't matter, Kenny. We want to know how much you're actually making doing whatever it is that you actually do. So it is time to share your salary.
What is the number?
With my increase in salary for this year, I'll be making about 118.
Yeah!
Wow!
Stupid good at this game.
All right. So, Kenny, what is it that you actually do every day? What is your job? What does that mean, what you said?
I'm an engineering tech, so I sit between a facility manager and a general foreman who send out foremen that control inmate population. They help fix the institution. My role is more like a project manager. Anytime we need to do upgrades, fixes to the institution, I'm the one that helps put those contract packages together and administrate them.
At the risk of sounding really, really stupid here, you said you're a federal employee at SeaTac Airport or at SeaTac?
It's in the prison, the Federal Detention Center.
In SeaTac.
Not a lot of people know we're there. Not a lot of people don't know we're there. We stay out of funny papers as much as we can.
I like it. So how many inmates do you have?
Right now, we're probably between 600 and 800, something like that, 700 or 800.
And what kind of inmates are you getting? You know, in every different facility, you get different kinds of people that have done certain wrongs.
Yeah. We've had some high profile. You remember the Barefoot Bandit? Was it Colton Harris, I think his name was? He was there back in the early 2000s. We've had other high profiles, different terrorist groups to, you know, drug smugglers. I mean, we're what they call administrative, so we can have the worst of the worst or the least federally offensive crime criminals. They're all going through the court process, so we're like a jail, like King County, Pierce County Jail.
Yeah.
They're just going through a court process. Once they get sentenced, then they go to a USP or camp or something, usually to do their time. That makes sense?
I thought the Barefoot Bandit was in Home Alone. Is that not the guys
no.
in Home Alone?
I think the Barefoot Bandit was the kid who stole the plane. Isn't that right? Kenny?
That's it, yeah.
He hijacked a plane and was flying around.
Barefoot?
Yeah. Was he actually Barefoot Kenny? Is that why they called him that?
Yeah, apparently when they caught him or when he was doing all those thefts, that's why he got a nickname. When he was at our jail, he might have been barefoot for a short period of time, but we gave him shoes.
Getting that cold, naked shower.
Put these on.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
right, Kenny. Well, listen, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to The Wolf, being a country fan. And, hey, congrats on making a great living and being a cool dude. We love you.
Oh, I appreciate you guys. Have a good one. Be safe.
Hey, we will. Hey, listen, we're always safe. You be safe, man. You're the one who works in a prison, okay? All right, coming up next, right after the break, like 5 minutes away, we're going to play What It's Like. We'll all throw something out there, and hopefully you can help us understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.